This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Once a woman has taken chemical abortion pills, many say it's too late for her to change her mind. Yet a new study published Wednesday in the medical journal Issues in Law and Medicine tells a different story. Over 700 women were studied who sought to reverse their abortion pills, and nearly 70% delivered healthy babies. Details and emergency help to reverse abortion pills are at abortionpillreversal.com. A related story has abortion advocates lobbying for do-it-yourself abortion pills in Britain, but the stories used to push for liberalizing abortion pill law reads like a horror story arguing against the grisly procedure. This is Life News Radio.
Slavery was wrong for something more than some notion that we don't like slavery anymore. It was wrong because property rights, which slave owners tried to claim, could not compare with the rights lost by those persons called slaves. Legalized abortion holds a similar rights conflict. Be courageous. Know the life issue. Understand the inherent conflicts in abortion.
In other headlines, the Euthanasia Prevention Coalition says people are often made to qualify for state-sanctioned assisted suicide even though they are not dying. Nancy Elliott says such laws are abusive in their very nature. Abortion activists are stalking Google employees, demanding they block pro-life websites offering abortion alternatives. And abortion advocates often rely on gender equity to justify abortion. But a new report shows UK abortion provider Marie Stopes pays women 45% less than men, and bonuses are 74% less. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.